Hi, everybody. My name's Auntie Jane, and I'd like to begin by paying my respects to the traditional custodians of this land where we are meeting upon today, for its elders and past and present, and even for the Selfagavsi people who have passed away and who are still here today on Aboriginal land. Thank you from Auntie Jane.
Ren, I'd like to recognise all the self-advocacy. You've been there and done that in the past. We're also resting ourselves upstairs, but the rest of us are still slogging on. Go, self-advocacy, go. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to another Raising Our Voices show on 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital Radio, and 3cr.org.au. We are a self-advocate radio show run by people with disabilities, about people who disabilities, nothing about us without us.
Today's show is about World Mental Health Day, and this year's theme is access to services. Mental health in catastrophes and emergencies. I'm Michael, and I'm just a strong-voiced self-advocate.
I'm Chris from Havasay Bendigo.
I'm Lou, and I'm from Havasay Bendigo.
My name's Amanda, and I'm from all over the place.
That's it. Yeah, you'd be lots of groups, wouldn't you, Amanda?
Hi, I'm James from Reinforce and on the AMIDA committee member.
This is Somo, and lovely to meet you all. Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about services that people may use during a crisis or emergency. What do you think a catastrophe is or a emergency is in your community?
An earthquake a sinkhole. I forgot about that. Sinkhole.
A tree falling. COVID issue. COVID.
Yep.
Bomb or war?
Also, if you need to talk as well. And when the power goes out.
Fire and floods and tsunamis.
Oh, gee.
What sort of service can help you when there's an emergency? And what can they help you with?
The Red Cross. With clothing, food, and support, and books and beds and that stuff too, and give you somewhere where you stay nice and warm and out of danger zone.
The Silver Tsunami, they actually do help a lot of people in a crisis, especially if there's been floods and have to evacuate. And they give people like beddings and food, and we have a big food truck what cooks millions and millions of meals for them, because there's lots of people to feed. So that's what the Summer Tsunami does.
St. Vincent's helps out when a catastrophe or an emergency has happened by donating warmth in terms of blankets, warm clothing, and all the essentials you need to survive.
Yep, and also 1-800-RESPECT is also there if there is any family violence happening.
Yeah, yep, RSPCA.
Yep, yep. If animals get injured and they get better and...
Yeah.
Those cool. And so sort of keep them in a safe place until they recover.
Or until their owners can come and pick them up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they get reunited with the owners as well.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep.
State emergency services. They help people with bushfires and in case a tree falls over into someone else's backyard.
So they help if you get injured or your house blows away.
Yeah,
there's a lot more that they do.
Oh, yes.
But we can only give a short snapshot of the State Emergency Service. Number one in my book, pal.
Yes.
And they've got really good equipment to get you out of cars as well.
True.
The police. And the ambulance.
Triple zero.
Run the fire brigade too.
Yeah, they might need to pump up some water out of someone's ass.
When the ambulance and the local police people type of stuff.
Or if someone trapped in there's a fire in someone's house, they might not be able to get downstairs, so they might need a ladder.
If you have only just tuned in, we are raising our voices on 3CR, 8:55 a.m. Today, we talked about World Mental Health Day and services during a catastrophe or emergency.
And the song we have chosen is Heal the World by Michael Jackson.
Oh, cool.
The song you just heard was Heal the World by Michael Jackson. This song was chosen because it's about the earth and the world, and we wish in lots of ways the world could go back to some normality.
You're listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR on 8:55 a.m. band. At 3CR Digital and streaming at 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with a disability for people with a disability.
Yeah.
Nothing about us without us.
Today we are talking about World Mental Health Day and the theme of 2025 is access to services, mental health in catastrophes and emergencies.
How can a catastrophe or emergency affect a person's mental health?
It's for a stressful situation. Like that, it can come back and bite you, and it will affect your mental health. So, if you are in that predicament, there are those services around. Don't let it go because it'll come back and bite you in the bum.
Well, it can be very stressful and can cause depression.
Yep.
It can cause people with stress and mental health.
It can affect a person's mental health because the person could feel that they feel unsafe going out and all that. If I could use a real world example, with the incident that happened in the CBD.
Oh, that was shocking. That was shocking.
I was in the city and I was only about a block or two away, and that it's starting to play with my mental health because I'm starting to think, is it even safe to go out anymore?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Right. When you want support, you can always ask for a psychologist, and if you've got that on your phone, mate, just push the button so you've got somewhere to turn to.
Good. My advice, if you feel like you are 100% in danger or you know you need the emergency services, don't hesitate. If you feel like you need medical support or fire or even the police, do not, don't hesitate.
No.
If you ever feel unsafe or you feel like your life is in danger, don't hesitate. 000.
Hey.
Absolutely. Also, as well as continuing to communicate with people with disabilities, what about people with guide dogs?
Yeah, good one.
People
That is good.
using canes as well, so that the police, fire or ambulance know how to guide you if you are also visually impaired.
Hey, well done.
Thank
Very
you.
good.
If there's a fire in your area and
Hey.
you are evacuating, so your neighbor's evacuating, you can let your neighbors know there's a fire in your area.
Absolutely. That's another
Yeah.
good idea.
Yeah, that's good.
Ren, I've got one of you. If you are suffering with depression, I'm talking from life experience here. Written, you're meant to keep away from the edge of the Black Cliff if you go down at Maidenhead, it's not good for your health because that's a horrible place. That is a yuck place. You need to stay above it. You only get professional help just before you go down that dark hole. That is horrible. Take my lived experience.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
Yep.
you.
All right.
Yep.
Well, if I can be completely honest, I kind of hope the government and the legal system starts doing a lot more.
Yeah, I agree with that one, pal.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
do too. Even I'm scared to go to Melbourne with all those things I've heard what happens.
What do emergency services need to do for people with disabilities and mental health during a catastrophe or an emergency?
They should reach out to see if how you're feeling, and comfort you in an hour if you're neat, or because mental health can be damaged so quickly. I urge anybody out there to go and get help, rent, and to don't let the thing go on, or you'll be damaged, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Amanda.
Yep.
Simon?
Find out about you. Be careful of what you are, and maybe the in a wheelchair or something as well, and evacuate all peoples.
Honestly, emergency services, when it comes to people with disabilities or mental health, reassure us, like, keep us calm, and just keep us calm and just try and just keep reassuring us that you're going to be safe and all that.
Yes, make sure you're in a safe zone away from bushfires, and make sure if you're out of risk, make sure you are in a safe place and keep yourself away from the fire
The best you can,
the
yes.
best you can, yes.
Well, I've got a question and no an answer. When I smell smoke from our back, around my place, I've got to go and sniff at the front and back door to see if it's me or not. And I've got a very sensitive snout, and it lets me know if I smell smoke. Yuck.
They could ask if you need assistance and what kind of assistance do you need?
Yeah, that might be a good idea as well, Chris.
And also, it would be really helpful for them if they could not even know sign language in case that someone is deaf.
Yeah, good one.
Yes.
Good one, mate.
Yeah, very good.
Right.
How can people prepare for a catastrophe or emergency?
to keep the front and back doors clear, as well as keeping a tidy in front yard, in my opinion.
A Vic emergency app. It's a special app for emergency that people can use on their phone, I think.
Whoa. It can also alert them, can't they, if there's an emergency?
It can alert you if there's an emergency as well, yes.
Speaking of that, James, I've just had a thought. I've got the Victorian Emergency app on my iPad, and boy, do I look at it quite often, because you don't know when the fire's there. You are a long way away, but so it chooses to be on the prowl.
I remember when I was in high school, we were taught something about always being prepared. Leave as soon as you see smoke. Don't wait around. If you think leaving there and then is the best idea, that is the best idea. Do not wait around. Make sure you keep either friend if you're living with friends or family calm. Let them know what's going on and plan safely.
I would say listen to your own local radio station, because they can give you advice on what to do if there is a danger in your area.
Ransom, speaking of that, some radio stations have the warning signal to let you know what's coming up. It's like a big siren coming over the airways.
Yes, also another thing to do is keep communicating with each other about what's happening and stay tuned to the radio for any updates.
Yep.
Great. Very good.
Good thinking.
Evacuate plans, emergency kit, and first aid kit.
Ron, I just thought of another one. Have ready your documentations and have your important stuff in a box or plastic box. Run. If that happens, you can pick up and run out.
Yeah, and also let your family member know where you're going to be evacuating to in case they need to find you.
And apparently, one time I was up in Queensland, I got an actual test, and he's been up in Queensland. I get a text saying it fires in Queensland, and I'm just when your phone goes off, a text message to do with emergency. Pay attention, pal.
If you have only just tuned in, we are raising our voices on 3CR, 8:55 a.m. Today, we talked about World Mental Health Day and services during a catastrophe or emergency. We may have talked about some stressful or triggering topics. This might have brought up some difficult feelings for some people listening today. If you need to talk to someone, please phone Lifeline on 131114, Beyond Blue on 1300 224636, or even better, somebody you trust.
Speaking of somebody you can trust, I've got my person on speed dial, so if I get into trouble or I go in freaking a cliff, I just press a button on my phone, I can talk to somebody. Thanks for listening to Raising Our Voices, Run 3CR 855 on the AM band. And this show is a radio program run by people with disabilities, but
all people with disabilities. Amanda?
Thank you for helping me out.
That's
Thank
all right, you. Mate. Nothing about us without us.
Very good.
Hey.
Thank you.